Here is a question that sounds almost backwards. What if worrying about how much electricity AI burns is itself the anti-climate position? Not because the worry is selfish, but because it works against the very thing the worriers most want. The numbers are real and rising. Every new data center is a headline, every query a small charge of guilt. And the instinct is fair. We should ask what all this power is for. But most of the panic quietly assumes the answer is nothing, that the energy is waste. Full disclosure, this channel has argued hard that AI carries real and serious dangers, so this is not a defense of the technology in general, but a narrower claim about one specific worry. This episode takes that worry seriously, then asks whether, across every path off our climate trajectory, the energy is closer to an investment we cannot afford to skip. Start with the honest, scary version. The International Energy Agency expects data centers to use about 485 terawatt hours in 2025, and to roughly double that to around 950 by 2030. AI is the engine. Demand from AI data centers is set to more than quadruple, the specialized servers growing about 30% a year. The United States and China account for nearly 80% of that growth. So it is a lot, it is fast, and it is concentrated. 950 terawatt hours is more than Japan uses in a year. The top line is genuinely large, but electricity is not carbon, and the climate cares about carbon. The same IEA analysis puts data center emissions at roughly 1% of global carbon dioxide by 2030, about 1.4% in the faster growth case. Aviation runs around 2.5%, closer to 3.5% once you count its other effects. So the thing we are told to dread emits less than the flights we book without a second thought. The joules are large, the carbon is modest. Two different problems. The sharper critics reach for the Jevons paradox. Make something efficient and we just use more of it, so efficiency is a mirage. And the efficiency is real. AI hardware gets about 40% more efficient each year, and Google cut the energy of a median prompt by a factor of 33 in 1 year. A typical text query now uses about 0.3 watt hours. Usage still climbs because cheap, useful AI gets used more. But that is the part the Jevons argument skips. Rebound is what the adoption of something useful looks like. Which leaves the real question, useful for what? So, useful for what, concretely? AlphaFold predicted the structure of over 200 million proteins, released them free to more than 2 million researchers, and won the 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. DeepMind Gnome proposed 2.2 million new crystal structures, including 52,000 candidate lithium-ion conductors, the raw material of better batteries, and labs have already synthesized hundreds. A learning agent held the plasma steady inside a live fusion reactor. The US Department of Energy now runs a research mission with DeepMind on fusion, materials, and earth science. Be precise about the strength here. The materials and protein results are proven, Nobel recognized. The softer claim, that everyday chatbots speed up ordinary research, is real but more suggestive than settled. Grant only the hard cases, and the accelerant still points straight at energy, batteries, and materials, the climate bottleneck. And that demand is doing something climate pledges could not, making firm, clean power bankable again. Microsoft signed a 20-year deal to restart a reactor at Three Mile Island. 835 megawatts of carbon-free power, a $16 billion commitment, back online around 2028. Meta contracted 6.6 gigawatts of nuclear. Google backed next-generation geothermal and small modular reactors. The AI build-out is not only consuming clean power, its appetite is helping pay to build it. So does the climate math net out? Use the same scorekeeper. The IEA, whose scary projection opened this, also finds that widely adopting the AI tools we already have could cut about 400 megatons of carbon dioxide a year by 2035. That is 3 to 4 times the total emissions of the data centers running them. But the IEA adds a warning in the same breath. Right now, there is no momentum guaranteeing that adoption happens. Hold on to that. The payoff is real, and it is conditional on people actually using the thing. Here is where the critics have a real point, and they are not cranks. The degrowth and sufficiency camp, scholars like Kate Crawford who map the physical footprint of AI. The clean power is mostly future tense. The demand is present tense, and today grid is dirty. In PJM, the largest grid in America, the latest capacity auction cleared at a record $329 per megawatt day. Data centers drove about 63% of that increase, roughly $9.3 billion, onto customers' bills. In Maryland, coal plants slated to close are being kept open, with AI demand cited as the reason. And some of the harm is real and local. Water drawn in already stressed regions, ratepayers absorbing costs they never chose. So at the margin, right now, some of these jewels really are coal, and someone else pays. That is the strongest version of the objection, and it is fair. Which raises the better question, not whether the worry is valid, but what it does. In 2025, more than 200 data center bills landed in over 40 states. New York passed a one-year moratorium. Ohio froze a tax program after its cost passed $1.5 billion. Illinois paused incentives. At least 18 states want data centers to pay their own way, much of which is just good policy. But notice the shape. An undifferentiated AI uses too much power, reaching for the brake without asking which uses it is breaking. A moratorium cannot tell the model finding a battery electrolyte from the one writing spam. It slows both. The state houses are not where this bites hardest, though, and I will be upfront that this next part is observation, not statistic. The University of Chicago found 72% of Americans worried about AI environmental impact, 41% of them deeply, more than they worry about crypto, industrial meat, or flying, each of which has a larger footprint. The concern has drifted from the magnitudes. About 39% of Americans now avoid these tools, and the environmental reason lands hardest on the young, the people with the most career ahead of them. Much of it traces to a figure that one query drinks a bottle of water that misreads the very research it cites. The engineer behind those estimates, Xiaolei Ren at UC Riverside, measured water across a longer exchange and says it depends entirely on local cooling and grid. The fear outran the footnote. And it is reaching high-leverage rooms. Academics and writing faculty refusing the tools, some after reading about resource intensity. My read is plain, a quiet, moral opting out, where one distorted figure talks capable people out of a tool that could multiply their work. And that is the move to see clearly. It feels like caution. Power is scarce, the grid is strained, so slow down. But caution about what? Across every serious climate future, optimistic, muddle through, or grim adaptation, the binding constraint is the same, the speed of qualitative innovation. New chemistries, firmer clean power, better grids. That is the input every path runs through. And yes, most compute today is not science, it is ads, feeds, recommendation. But the answer to that is to steer the energy toward the frontier, not to break all of it blindly. A blanket panic that chills the research accelerating uses of compute, lumping the fusion control agent in with the ad targeting model, is not cautious. It is the one move that is reckless in every future. Be clear about the bet, though. If the grid is still fossil heavy in 2035, or frontier AI stops paying off in energy and materials, this judgment flips. Done right, precaution protects the accelerant instead of throttling it. The work was never to shame the joules. It is to clean the marginal kilowatt hour and point the compute at the frontier instead of the feed. So, back to the question. Is worrying about AI power bill anti-climate? Not the worry itself. The worry is useful. The anti-climate part is the worry that cannot tell consumption from investment, a joule that buys the exit from a joule that buys nothing. Efficiency matters. The dirty marginal grid matters. But next time someone says a data center uses as much power as a city, ask the question the panic skips. Power for what? On a trajectory that is failing by default, the riskier move may be to flinch at the tool that helps get us off it.